Daylight Robbery, a play for radio by R.D. Wingfield, with Norman Shelley, Monica Gray, and Peter Woodthorpe. Daylight Robbery.
Come on! Come on! In we go. So far, so good. Now, where are we? This must be the lounge. The most expensively furnished. Very promising.
Keep perfectly still.
Who the devil's that?
Don't move. I know very little about shotguns, but I'm assured at this range I couldn't miss.
I think I better explain.
Save your explanations for the police.
Police? Madam, I'm Colonel Fryatt.
Colonel Fryatt?
I say I have come to the right place, haven't I? You are Miss Pickering.
Yes.
I'm Colonel Fryatt, your paying guest. I wrote to you. I sent you a check. Look, if you promise not to blast my hand off, I'll show you the letter you sent me. There.
I see.
You think the guns crew could stand down now?
I beg your pardon?
The shotgun.
Oh. I make no apologies, Colonel. If you choose to enter through a window, you must take the consequences.
I had to get in somehow, Miss Pickering. It's bucketing down out there. I knocked and knocked, but no answer. You knew I was coming today.
I expected you at a reasonable time. Not in the middle of the night.
With respect, madam, 10 o'clock is hardly the middle of the night.
I retire early, Colonel. I don't need your permission to do that, I'm sure.
Of course, Honor.
This is not a 4-star hotel. We don't have staff on duty 24 hours a day.
I'm sorry if I put you to any inconvenience.
Being woken up in the middle of the night by a burglar alarm is inconvenience.
Burglar alarm?
On the window. Oh. This is an isolated house. And it contains some very valuable items. One of which is the Persian rug on which you are dripping rainwater.
Oh, sorry.
This way. I'll show you to your room. I hope you'll be comfortable, Colonel.
Thank you.
The bathroom's down the hall. It's for your exclusive use.
Oh, am I the only guest?
No, there are 3 others. Mainly professional gentlemen like yourself.
Yes, yes.
But they're all in the other wing. There's only you and me in this part of the house. Would you like a drink before turning in?
Miss Pickering, that would just hit the mark. I'm chilled to the marrow.
Tea or coffee?
You wouldn't have anything stronger?
I don't keep alcohol in the house, if that's what you mean. I hope you are not a drinking man, Colonel.
Oh, good Lord, no. Just the odd, you know, just to be sociable. But this isn't a teetotal establishment, is it, Miss Pickering? Your advertisement made no mention.
Not teetotal, Colonel. But likewise, it is not a gin palace. Tea or coffee?
Coffee, please. Hot and strong.
I know how to make it, thank you. I'll serve it in the drawing room. Please sit down, Colonel.
Oh, thank you. Nothing like the smell of real coffee, is there? If only they could find a way of making it taste as good as it smells.
I'm sure mine does, Colonel Fryatt.
Oh, yes, of course.
Black or white?
Just a splash of milk. When? Thank you. Delicious. Absolutely delicious. I was just admiring that lovely Chippendale sideboard. Beautiful piece.
You know anything about antiques?
Well, not really, my land.
You're in industrial diamonds, I think you said in your letter, Colonel.
That's right. I'm in this area for 2 weeks, calling on our customers. It's a selling job, not what I'm used to.
And taking in paying guests is not what I've been used to.
Yeah, quite.
This is a remote house, and it contains much that is priceless. Valuable antiques that have been in my family for generations. That is why I have to be very particular in the class of guest I take.
And why you need burglar alarm?
The insurance company insisted. We've had 3 burglary attempts.
Well, I'd have thought that furniture and stuff like that would have been far too big for burglars to handle.
They weren't after the furniture.
Oh?
Oh, I've said too much. More coffee?
Oh, please, thank you. Yes. You wouldn't have a safe in the house by any chance, would you? Oh, look out, you're spilling it.
I'm sorry. Why did you ask about a safe?
Well, because of this. Pretty uninteresting little package, eh? You know what's in it?
No.
Industrial diamonds. May not look much, but I hand this over to my customer tomorrow. He'll hand me his check for £57,000.
Indeed.
So if you should happen to have a safe, I'd be much obliged if you could lock this up for me for the night.
Certainly.
What sort of safe is it?
Why do you ask?
Oh, £57,000 is an awfully large sum, Miss Pickering. I'd like to know to what I'm entrusting it.
You must think me rather rude.
Mm.
But the fact is, I have something of great value in that safe, and... one must trust someone, I suppose. The safe is a Venning Mark 4A.
The 4A? Oh, I know it. What on earth do you keep in a safe of that caliber?
A triple-string pearl necklace valued at over £150,000.
Oh, Lord. Well, no wonder you welcome me with a shotgun.
I'll put your diamonds away, Colonel.
Thank you.
And then, if you'll excuse me, I'll go to bed.
Right.
Breakfast sharp at 8:30.
Pass the sugar, would you, Harris?
Oh. Here.
Thank you. Anyone seen our new paying guest?
I haven't seen him, but if it was his car I heard grinding away at 3 o'clock this morning, there's a few well-chosen words I'd like to say to him. Miss Pickering won't take too kindly to your smoking at the breakfast table, Mr. Harris.
Been lucky for me she isn't here, Mr. Wagerson.
In here, Colonel Fryer. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Miss Pickering.
Mr. Harris, are you smoking?
Oh, yes, I believe I am, Miss Pickering.
I've told you before, if you haven't the willpower to refrain from smoking for the few minutes it takes you to wolf down your food, then I'll have to consider serving your meals on a tray in the smoking room. There you are, Colonel. Did you sleep well?
Like a top, madam, like a top.
Oh, I thought I heard you padding about in the early hours.
Not me, madam. Where I sleep, I sleep.
Well, allow me to introduce you to your fellow guests. The gentleman who's just stubbed out his cigarette in the bone china saucer is Mr. Harris, a motor car engineer.
Ah, nice to see you, sir.
Andy.
The gentleman next to him is Dr. Brown.
How are you, Doctor?
How do you do?
And at the end, Mr. Wakerson. Mr. Wakerson is a solicitor.
Pleasure to know you.
Mr. Wakerson.
This gentleman is our new guest, Colonel Fryatt.
Thank you.
The Colonel is a cheap confidence trickster, a liar, and a thief.
What did you say?
I said you were a cheap confidence trickster, a liar, and a thief. Have I left anything out?
I shall assume you're a sick woman, Miss Pickering. I will leave your house immediately.
Make one move towards that door, and I shall call the police.
Would someone pass the butler? Oh,
the firm of industrial jewellers, who you claim employ you, and who gave you such glowing references, doesn't exist, Colonel. I checked the address. It's a back street fishmonger's.
I'm sorry. It was a silly thing to do, but you were insistent upon references. I never thought you'd check.
A big mistake, Colonel, old boy. She's very fussy if she takes money from in exchange for room and board.
I realize I made a mistake in your case, Mr. Harris. Now, Colonel, the valuable package you handed over last night. You just wanted to find out where my safe was, didn't you?
You have a vivid imagination, Miss Pickering. I simply wanted some articles
of value. Is this your valuable package?
It is, and I would like to have it, please.
Would you open it for us, Mr. Harris?
Oh. Don't you dare touch that.
Oh, never could resist a dare. There we are. Red faces all round, folks. They're diamonds.
They're beautiful.
I hope you're satisfied.
I'm no expert on diamonds, Colonel, but I do recognize coloured glass when I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Cheap, nasty glass beads.
She's right, they're glass.
And if you look look in the boot of his car, you'll find the triple string of pearls he stole from my safe last night.
Is this true, Colonel?
He came here with the express purpose of robbery. And if his car hadn't let him down, he'd have been miles away by now.
So it was your car I heard revving away in the early hours?
All right, all right. You've caught me red-handed. But you've got your valuables back and you made me look a fool. Would it give you any greater satisfaction to have me sent to prison?
It would give me satisfaction, Colonel. Blissful satisfaction. I used to hate your type in the army. But, on the other hand, anyone who can silence a Venning alarm system earns my grudging admiration. I think you'll do, Miss Pickering.
And I agree. What about you, Wakerson?
He looks so genuine, and yet he's such a scoundrel. He couldn't be better.
Here, here.
It seems you've passed muster, Colonel. If you'd care to sit here, I'll fetch your breakfast.
Would someone mind telling me what this is all about?
You're going to help us rob a bank, Colonel.
What?
We've been waiting for you to complete the team. We were all lured here by Miss Pickering's advertisement. We thought we'd just help ourselves to whatever we fancied. Instead, she was leading us into a trap.
Trap? I don't believe it.
There you are, Colonel.
Oh, thank
There's
you.
More bacon if you want it.
No, oh, I'll have some more. I'll have some more. It's the only thing you can cook.
You've had enough.
Yes.
Coffee, Colonel?
Thank you.
We were just telling the Colonel how we all swallowed the bait when we read your advertisement. Elderly lady, living alone in remote house, willing to take in paying guests, able to appreciate the many valuable antiques, treasures and works of art it contains. Highest references essential.
Very cleverly worded.
You deliberately put that advertisement into a track, Crooks.
Oh, yes.
And you got 100% response?
Surprisingly, yes.
So, how does the idea of robbing a bank grab you, Colonel Alboy?
Is it any old bank, or do you have a specific one in mind?
A specific bank and a specific plan.
A damn good plan.
It needs four intelligent people with certain skills. We now have them. My contribution is the overall plan, plus certain inside information.
And the prize?
For less than 1 hour's work, the four of you will share £100,000. More coffee?
Please. 100,000. Tempting. Very tempting. But it's not for me, I'm afraid. I work alone, always have done. If you work for yourself, Miss Pickering, you know you're working for someone you can trust. But when you work with strangers...
There's honour among thieves, Colonel.
No offence, Mr. Wakerson, but I mistrust clichés as much as I mistrust solicitors.
Was a solicitor. No longer practising.
Miss Pickering, thank you for your breakfast. What you tell me will go no further. I wish you the best of luck, if you'll excuse me.
We haven't finished breakfast yet, Colonel. So kindly sit down.
Well,
you're a guest in my house. Please act like one.
As you wish.
Your attitude forces me to be blunt. You have no choice. You're in with us, whether you like it or not. Elbows off the table, Mr. Harris.
Yes, ma'am.
But you're quite correct, Colonel. It would be sheer folly to be reliant on people one knows little about. Which is why I have made a point of knowing all there is to know about everyone in this room. For instance, why the doctor was struck off.
Please, Miss Pickering.
Oh, it's a most unpleasant story, Doctor, and I have no wish to soil my lips in telling it. I know why Mr. Wakerson spent 3 years inside one of Her Majesty's prisons.
That was sheer bad luck.
Yes, yes, sheer bad luck. You misspelt your client's name on the check you were forging. And as for you, Mr. Harris...
Now, you don't have to use my record to get hold over me. I'm in it for the purest of motives. The money.
So, we come to you, Colonel. Cashiered from the army, fired from that security firm because of the coincidence of their customers being burgled after you installed the alarms. And there's some query about your rank, isn't there?
Never mind about that.
What should it be, then? Lance Corporal.
Now, see here, Harris.
Stop it, both of you.
I'm not working with that man.
You have no choice. I'd hate to call the police and charge you with stealing. You've seen enough of the inside of prisons, surely.
You wouldn't do it.
Oh, yes, I would, Colonel.
She's a gang leader, a bank robber, and a real villain. But she always keeps her word.
My only regret in this whole affair, Mr. Harris, is that I took you in with us. Whatever else the others are, they are, on the surface, gentlemen.
But the gentleman can't provide a getaway van, and the gentleman can't handle a cosh.
A cosh? Now, see here, this isn't my style.
There will be no violence of any kind. It won't be necessary, and it won't be tolerated. You'll remember that, Mr. Harris?
I'll write it out 100 times.
Where is this bank we're going to rob?
About 15 miles from here. You're going to open up an account there this afternoon.
What will? I haven't any money.
Mr. Wakerson will forge you a cheque.
£350 should be enough, don't you think? You're a bank security officer from South Africa, visiting this country on sick leave. I'll give you letters of introduction. Oh, and we had to give you another name. We thought Major Charles Sales had a nice, honest ring to it. We don't mind the demotion, I hope.
Well, as it's for good cause.
And I took the liberty of awarding you the DSO.
As it happens, I already have the DSO. Real one. Mm. What happens when the cheque bounces? The
cheque clearance takes 3 days. By then, we'll be miles away, spending our £100,000.
When are we going to do this job, then?
Oh, didn't I tell you? Tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow?
We'll give you more details when you've looked the place over. By the way, when you get a minute, you might return the pearls from the boot of your car. If you examine them in daylight, you'll see they're worth about as much as your industrial diamonds. But I've got the lunch to see to. No, no, please, please, remain seated. Like Mr. Harris.
You know, I think she fancies me. She's not got a bad pair of legs on her for an old dear.
I think you're quite disgusting.
Mr. Harris.
Yes, a colonel, sir.
I understand you're a motor mechanic.
That's right.
I was wondering if you could take a look at my car. I couldn't get it going this morning.
At 3 o'clock this morning.
Was it all right last night?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Try sticking this back.
What? On earth?
Your rotor arm. You put it back, it'll go as good as new. You always go that colour when you're angry, eh?
Major Sales.
Yes.
I'm Lethbridge, the manager. Would you come in?
Thank you.
I understand you wish to open an account with us. Please sit down.
Thank you. Yes, that's right, Mr. Lethbridge. Barely on a temporary basis. I won't be here more than 3 months.
Ah.
I work in South Africa. I'm over here on sick leave, the old ticker, you know.
Oh, dear. Well, let's hope it soon clears up. I've never been to South Africa. It must be a wonderful country, all diamonds and tin fruit, I believe.
There's other things as well. I'll be paying in this cheque.
£350. I'll get one of my clerks to deal with it. Oh, we'll need references.
Well, there's this letter from my firm.
International Security Systems, South Africa. Major Charles Sales. DSO. Ah, Chief Security Officer. How interesting.
And I have this letter of introduction addressed to you personally from the manager of your branch at Kimberley.
Kimberley? Good heavens, I never realized we had a branch there.
About twice the size of this place.
This is to introduce Major Charles Sales, DSO, a valued customer and a personal friend. Please afford him every courtesy and assistance. Ah, addressed to me, personally.
You looked up your name in the bank annual handbook.
He says that your firm installed his branch's security system.
That is correct.
You know, we're very proud of our own security system. Mm-hmm. I'd be interested to know what you think of it.
If it's your intention to annoy me, Mr. Harris... Right? You'll be pleased to know you've succeeded.
What have I done now?
That disgusting noise. And look at your hands. They're filthy.
We're robbing a bank, not going to a bloody coming-out party.
Another slice of homemade cake, Mr. Wakerson.
No, thank you, Miss Pickering. I've had ample.
Yeah, I thought it tasted rotten, too. Oh, here's the dock.
Tea on the lawn, eh? How lovely.
Yeah, well, it don't make the food taste any better, though. I'll say one thing for your homemade strawberry jam, Miss Pete. It keeps the wasps away.
I make no claims as to my cooking talents, Mr. Harris. In the old days, we had servants to do that sort of thing. Tea, Doctor.
Please. Oh, and that fruitcake looks good.
Surely the Colonel should be back from the bank by now.
I saw him pulling into the drive a couple of minutes ago. Did you get the van, Harris?
Of course. Me and Mr. Wakerson knocked it off this afternoon. Oh, 18, shunt. A cup of tea for the officer. Oh,
tea on the lawn, lovely. I couldn't get my car in the garage. Someone's parked a WBS Meals on Wheels van in there.
Permission to take the blame, Colonel. Mm. In pursuance of standing orders, me and my legal advisor over there went out and stole it.
Stole it? Ah, thank you, quickly.
Well, strictly speaking, it was taken without the owner's consent. Oh. And after the bank job tomorrow, they can have it back. If they still recognise it. You haven't finished your homemade cake, Doctor. Now, come on. The starving Biafrans will be glad of that. The really hungry ones, I mean.
Would someone tell me why we need a Meals on Wheels van?
It may be a Meals on Wheels van for you, Colonel, but after I've finished spraying it tonight, it'll be an ambulance. To which you ask, of why do we need an ambulance?
No, oh, do be quiet, Mr. Harris.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Help yourself to sandwiches or cake, Colonel.
Thank you.
And what do you think of our choice of bank?
Well, if you're thinking of robbing that bank tomorrow, madam, forget it. They've even got alarm systems protecting alarm systems.
You were shown around.
Oh, yes. Your references took them in hook, line, and sinker. They took a professional pride in showing me how tight their security was. They didn't take me down to the vault, it's true, but I can't see them skimping there.
The vault is a vending computer-controlled Excelsior with triple-circuit fail-safe time locks.
How the devil did you know that?
I have this diagram of the bank's security systems layout. There.
Good Lord. Why did you want me to go there if you had this?
Always better to get a report from a man on the spot.
Well, this shows us where the alarms are, but doesn't help us to beat them. Look, as alarms controlled by air pressure, by heat, electronic eye scanners, audio-triggered systems. You couldn't get your fingertips inside that place at night without setting off at least three different devices.
We're not thinking of doing it at night. Why go to all the bother of trying to break in when the doors are open to the public during the day?
Each cashier has a concealed foot button. Anything suspicious, and bulletproof shutters crash down, the bank doors lock automatically. Alarm bells scream in the police station, which, in case you haven't noticed, is bang opposite.
Sounds a piece of cake.
And if you found a way around that lot and actually got into the vault, you'd have to get through a grill which needs two keys to open it, one held by the manager, the other by his chief clerk. And then you'd find the vault is always kept on time lock during the normal business hour. It's impossible.
The time lock comes off at 4:20, for the day's takings to be put safely away. We will be inside at that time.
Inside? After normal banking hours?
Yes. Would you like some more tea?
Oh, yes, please. If you've got a plan, let's hear it.
It has to be that particular bank, Colonel.
Mm.
Because that is the bank with the most money. Mm. At 10:00 this Friday morning, two security vans will call at the bank to collect the money for a vast pre-holiday salary payout. The money is stored in sealed sacks of 1, 5, and 10-pound notes just inside the door of the vault.
You seem to have a lot of inside information.
I'm a respectable lady. People talk to me.
Very freely, it seems. How much money will there be?
Just over £250,000.
£250,000? I hadn't realized it was as much as that. I thought you said the haul would only be 100,000.
I said that your share will be 100,000. 25,000 each. As organizer, I'll be taking the rest.
So we'd be getting 10%, you'd be getting 60%. I call that a very generous commission.
And what are you moaning about, eh? Her commission doesn't come into it. We agreed, 25,000 each. Now, didn't
we? Yes, but
without her, this would never have got off the ground. I may make noises when I drink my tea, but fair is fair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Harris.
My pleasure, Miss Pickering.
You're banding these vast sums about as if it was so much confetti. How do you expect to get it out of the bank in broad daylight?
Ever had a heart attack, Colonel?
No.
You'll have one tomorrow. Quite simply, the plan is this.
Ah, there you are, Colonel. I was wondering where you'd got to.
Ooh, just having a last smoke. Do you hear that?
The nightingale.
Glorious, isn't it? This is the time of day I like best. Roses seem to smell so much better in the evening. But look at that gorgeous sunset. Makes you feel at peace with the world.
I never get tired of this view.
So this time tomorrow it'll be all over and we'll be going our separate ways.
Yes.
None of my business, I know. If I had a charming old house like this and such a beautiful garden, I'd be more than content. I wouldn't want to get myself involved with crime and criminals like Harris and me.
This house, Colonel, has been in my family since 1742. Unless I can find 120,000 by the beginning of next month, it will be sold.
Sold?
My father died last year, leaving debts. Heavy debts.
Oh, I see. Well, let's hope it all goes to plan tomorrow.
It must. It just must. Let's go along to the garage and see how Mr. Harris is getting on with his respraying.
Sal, what do you think?
An ambulance. Down to the last detail.
Well, it's my trade. I was the respray king. The boys would nick a blue car in the morning and we'd sell a yellow one in the afternoon. And if the new owner was unlucky, they'd nick it again and we'd sell a brown one in the evening.
But just spraying it white and sticking transfers on the side shouldn't make it so lifelike.
It was an ambulance in the first place.
Hey.
The WVS bought it second-hand from the hospital and repainted it. Mr. Harris has simply restored it to its original condition. How did you manage about the siren?
Oh, I had to fake that. Here.
Oh, very good.
All done with a tape recorder and a loudspeaker.
Well, when you have washed and changed your clothes, Mr. Harris, perhaps you would join us in the drawing room for the final briefing.
Yes, Miss Pickering.
This uniform is still loose, Miss Pickering.
The ambulance men aren't tailored to Savile Row standards, Mr. Wakerson.
Yeah.
How does yours feel, Mr. Harris?
Hey, perfect. I could go straight out in the street now and deliver some woman's baby.
Good. The more you feel the part, the more you look the part. Now, you all know what you've got to do tomorrow.
Yes.
What time is your appointment with the bank manager, Doctor?
3:15, but I'll turn up late, so I'm there as close to 3:30 as possible.
Make certain you're not too late. At 3:30, they close the doors and they won't let anyone in. You'll be inside paying in a check, Colonel.
Miss Pickering, we've been over it 12 times.
I'm sorry, but there's a lot at stake. Now, yeah. I'll be waiting for you where the road forks, halfway through the woods.
Oh.
You'll transfer the money to my car, then we immediately split up and go our separate ways.
Arthur Moe? What about the share out?
Each of you will be given a key to a safe deposit box in London. Your shares will be awaiting collection in 3 days' time.
You never told us this part.
Why can't we split it up there and then?
Within minutes, there'll be roadblocks everywhere. You want to be stopped and searched with the money on you? What's the matter? Don't you trust me?
Well, the others are two gentlemen in the same as Pickering. They don't trust you. But the thing is, to someone uncouth like me, there's a lot of sense in doing it, you know, right? And should there be any double cross, we know where you live.
Thank you. Yeah. Now, I suggest we all get an early night. But before we do, although I do not normally have strong drink in the house, this is rather a special occasion.
Oh.
Get the glasses, Mr. Harris.
Oh, certainly.
Let's drink to our success.
That's not some of your own made wine, is it?
No.
Okay, then. by all means. Let's drink to the most happy, prosperous, and successful Gaylight robbery ever.
Mr. Jones.
Yes, sir.
Any sign of this Dr. Roberts fellow?
No, sir.
Oh, this really is too bad. He made an appointment for 3:15 on the dot. Well, if he's not here soon, he'll just have to make another appointment. I want those doors closed promptly at 3:30.
Right, sir.
Oh, hello, Major.
Ah, Mr. Lethbridge, good afternoon.
Paying in another check?
Yes, now I know how good your security is. I'm giving you the rest of my money.
You're cutting it a bit fine. We'll be closing soon.
Yes, we are cutting it a bit fine. Come on, Doctor, what's holding you up?
Excuse me. Would you let me through, please? I've got to get to the bank.
Leah, who are you?
Now, stand back, please. Give her some room.
Oh, little Mike.
What is it? What's happened?
The little child's been run over.
I couldn't help it, Oswald. I just couldn't avoid her. She ran straight across the road in front of me.
All right, sir. All right. Now, take it easy, lovey. The ambulance will soon be here.
Oh, God. Constable, let me look at her. Perhaps I can be of help. I am a doctor.
All right, everyone, that's it. There's nothing more to see. Stand clear of the ambulance. Thank you for your help, Doctor. Lucky for the kid, you were on the spot.
A simple fracture. It wasn't too bad.
I haven't seen you before. You're not a local, are you, sir?
No, just passing through. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to get to the bank.
I hope you make it, sir. They should just about be closing.
Doors, please, Mr. Jones. I'm afraid you must leave now, Major. We're closing.
Oh, yes, yes, of course, yes.
I'm terribly sorry, Doctor. You'll have to go back.
What's going on out there? But what's the trouble, Mr. Jones? Major! Major! Major, what is it? Mr. Jones, quick!
My heart!
All right, Mr. Lethbridge. I've got him.
What's the trouble? Can I help?
He says it's his heart.
Yes, he looks bad. Can we get him into your office? No, oh, please, I am a doctor.
Oh, of course. This way, gentlemen. This way.
In that chair. Do we know who his doctor is?
I don't think he's got one. He's just arrived from South Africa.
He's seriously ill. I've had to get him to the hospital. Can I use your phone?
Of course. Oh, damn, today of all days.
Sorry, lady, you'll have to come out. This kiosk is out of order.
What do you mean, out of order? It was all right this morning.
I'm sorry, love.
Oh, really?
Oh, excuse me, that's for us. Ambulance station. Heart attack at the bank. Good heavens, we're on our way. Phone seems to be working now, Mrs. Put down, Mr. Wakeson. It's an emergency.
Aye, aye.
What is it, Mr. Jones?
The ambulance men are here, sir.
Good, in here, please.
Put the stretcher there.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Yes, Mr. Lethbridge. Oh, he looks bad.
Looks like a heart attack, Doctor.
You're very observant. Mr. Lethbridge.
Yes?
Would you give me that small bottle by the side of my bag?
This? Oh, yes, certainly.
That's the one. Thank you. Just sprinkle a few drops on this handkerchief.
Smells like chloroform.
It should do, because that's exactly what it is. That's the idea, Mr. Lethbridge.
I've got it. Gently, gently. Now lower him down. That's it.
Good. A drop more, and we're ready again. Mr. Jones, could you spare a minute?
Coming, Doctor.
Is there anything I can do? Good heavens! What's happened to Mr. Lethbridge? Has he had... Oh!
Take his feet, Harris. Lay him behind the desk out of sight.
Here we go.
Here's the other set of keys.
Right.
Now, come on, Colonel. Forget your heart attack.
Can't do it, damn sorry.
Down to the vaults.
That's the last one.
Strap it underneath.
Yes.
Blanket will hide it. Okay, Colonel. Back to death's door. Hop on the stretcher. Now the blanket. No, Harris. It's got to hang lower.
Oh, okay.
I can still see the sacks underneath.
How's that?
Fine. Now lift it.
Right.
Okay.
It's too heavy. We'll never get it to the door. We'll have to leave one of the sacks behind.
We can't do that. There's £25,000 in each.
If we can't lift it, we might as well chuck it back in the vault.
No, I think the balance is wrong. Shift that bag to this end. I'll use it as a pillow.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Now try. How's that?
Just about.
Oh, let me drop it.
Door, Doc. Here goes.
Thanks for everything, Mr. Lethbridge. I'll phone you from the hospital. Goodbye.
They're all staring at us.
Of course they are. It's not every day you see a stretcher in a bank. Keep going.
Open up. Police.
Oh, Lord.
What do we do?
Bluff it out and get ready to run, Colonel.
Come on. Open up.
One of the clerks is coming.
All right. I'm coming.
We saw the ambulance outside. What's the trouble?
One of our customers had a heart attack.
Oh, yes? Why, hello, Doctor. You are busy today.
Yes. Misfortune seems to be following me around.
Heart attack, you say?
We've got to get him to hospital as quickly as possible.
St. Clement's?
Yes.
So you've got some busy roads to get through, Doctor. I'll escort you. Stand back, please. Let the stretcher through.
What do we do now? They found the manager within 5 minutes and then all hell's going to break loose.
I'll think of something. Just get the stretcher on the ambulance.
I'll give you a hand.
Oh, thank you, Constable.
He's awake, isn't he? Doctor, quick. You better take a look. I think he's gone.
Gone?
Gone!
Oh, pass my bag up. Yes, you're right. I'm afraid the emergency's over, Constable. He's dead.
Poor old fellow. Oh, no.
So we won't need your help. We can take our time now.
Well, don't take it so hard, Doctor. You can't win them all.
I suppose not. Cover his face, Harris.
Yes, sir.
All right, Wakerson. Let's go.
Aye, aye, Doc.
Is it all right if I come back to life now?
Well, if you must. I was enjoying the idea of you being dead. Working out how much more my share would be.
I never thought a £25,000 pillow would be so damned uncomfortable. Well, we've done it.
Yes, indeed. All plain sailing from now on. What's the matter? Why are we stopping?
We're here. There's Miss Pickering with the car.
Come on, Colonel. Give us a hand with these.
How did it go?
Perfectly. Bit of a snag with an overzealous policeman, but we got over it.
There was no violence?
No.
What about the bank manager?
A whiff of chloroform, that's all. He'll be over it by now, with nothing worse than a splitting headache and a sense of tremendous loss.
Well, when you've finished, I'll be off.
I'm afraid this is where we disappoint you. We take the car.
What do you mean?
This is where we say goodbye to you, Miss P. And you say goodbye to the money.
But we agreed. We made a bargain.
A bargain made under duress is not enforceable by law.
Oh,
that's the lot, folks. Did you really think, Miss Pickering, that we were going to let you take 60%?
And I thought I was dealing with gentlemen. How much do you want, then?
The lot.
Oh!
We feel badly about it, ma'am. But you've been rather naive, haven't you? Didn't it strike you as a bit of a coincidence that your advertisement produced exactly the sort of people you were looking for?
What do you mean?
The doctor was the first to answer. As soon as he found out what you were up to, he got in touch with the rest of us.
You see, we've all worked together before, Miss Pickering.
I warned you to be careful of the company you were keeping. But there you are. Experience is always expensive. And you'll know better next time.
Come on, Colonel. Let's get the hell out of here.
Right.
Come on.
Goodbye. And thank you.
I'd have kept my side of the bargain. Just remember that. I'd have kept my side.
You know, I feel badly about this.
You'll feel better when you get your share.
What are you doing?
I want to have a gloat. All this lovely money. Here.
What?
Hey, just blank pieces of paper.
What are you talking about?
Oh, God.
Give me that knife. Gentlemen, we've been outconned.
I don't understand.
What's in that glove compartment?
A wig. A grey wig. And wasn't it you, Harris, who said she had lovely legs for an old dear?
Oh, my God.
Now I know why I was sent to check on the alarm systems, even though she had a detailed plan of the whole layout.
Why?
So the police would never guess it was an inside job.
Your husband's in the room at the end, Mrs. Lethbridge. We're keeping him in overnight for observation. He's had a bit of a shock, but no physical damage. You can stay as long as you like.
Thank you, sister. John?
Hello, Pat.
How are you?
I'm all right. I just thought it might look a bit better if I were numb with shock.
Oh.
How did it go your end, Miss Pickering?
They double-crossed me. They dumped me and drove off. I'd give anything to see their faces when they opened those bags. Still, we won't have to pay them their share now.
Let that be a lesson to you, gentlemen.
I can't help feeling sorry for them. They work so hard.
And so did we. Cutting all that paper up to size.
Now do you believe me? The easiest way to rob a bank is to make a few entries in the books.
And arrange a fake robbery to balance the figures. Just think, darling. $250,000. All for us.
Well worth being chloroformed. You removed all traces from the house.
Yes. Miss Pickering has vanished.
Good.
I'm so looking forward to drinking, smoking, swearing, and not having to wear that damn grey wig anymore. Let's share a grape, my darling.
Thank you. We'll be able to afford a cook now, won't we?
You've been listening to Daylight Robbery by R.D. Wingfield. Monica Gray played Mrs. Lethbridge, alias Miss Pickering, Lewis Stringer, Lethbridge, Norman Shelley, Colonel Fryatt, Peter Woodthorpe, Harris, Jonathan Scott, Dr. Brown, and Howard Gourney, Wakerson. Other parts by Daisy Bell, Brian Gere, Elizabeth Havelock, Douglas Leach, and David Ponting. Daylight Robbery came from Bristol and was produced and directed by John Cardy.